Okay, so let's go back to Chaf Gimel. So Yotze. So he goes through the first instances. Okay, about the is about a guf, right? The guf leaves from the place where it's resting, and whether it's a live object, whether it's an inanimate object or a living being. You still have the same lashon of yitzia, and we were discussing last week a little bit what's the ikar of the idea of yitzia. But basically, it's some kind of a it's relative to its makom. It's a moving away. It's a leaving from the makom. It doesn't matter if it's it doesn't necessarily imply das or anything like that. But like it's not limited to Baha'i, but. It denotes, it describes the emptying out of a place. Okay, so then he says, you have from there to the idea of his of by the non-physical. From there is borrowed l'hofa'as davar she'eino guf klal. Slightly different translations, but l'hofa'as davar she'eino guf klal, let's take the three instances. Hadavar yotza. Okay, so that is a directive. That's like a mitzvah, right? The thing went out from the mouth of the king, so that means an edict of sorts. Okay, ki yetze devar malka. That sounds more like a rumor, like the story will get out. Okay. Both of those he calls hispashtus hadavar, and then ki mitzion teitze Torah. It's also a non-physical spreading out, and kayotzi bozeh hashemesh yotza al haaretz hofoas haor. So those are the four instances he has of yitzia by the non-physical. The thing went out from the king. But that's like an edict, I think, right? Or a it gets out, ki yetzei devar malka, it'll get out, and Torah leaves from Sion, and the Shemesh goes out on the earth. But the last one he says is not talking about the Shemesh itself, because that's a physical thing. It's talking about the spreading out of the light. Okay. So yes, but Rabbi now tries to categorize. He always likes to try to categorize these things. So he says like this: Inyan shehevi rav in this mashal azos beis psukim midibur umimelech. The first two psukim have to do with dibur and a king. Amar hadavar yatsa mipi hamelech ki yetsi dvar malka. So those are the first two. Veviachar king yitzias hashemesh. I'm not sure why he skips the Torah one. Hashemesh yotza al haaretz. Vomar Rav, Posuk ha'acharon hazeh, v'chein hashemesh yotza al haaretz. Okay. In other words, he's a super medactic in the Rambam, right? The Rambam, of course, he says the way he introduces the Shemesh one is v'chein hashemesh yotza al haaretz. Some kind of a further, not exactly the same. Similar to what we're saying before. Okay. Meaning what? He says the reason is that the Yetziah of the Dibor eino ki Yetziah HaShemesh, not exactly the same as the previous, you know, the Yetziah by the Shemesh Pasuk is not the same as the Yeshiva by the other Pasuk. Although Yetziah HaShemesh eino kein, I'm sorry, ki Yetziah HaDibor hu al HaMitzvah shenemar sheyetze mipi HaMelech kishi Yetzaveh. I'm not sure why. What about the second one? Anyway, although Yetziah HaShemesh ain't okay. Maybe he's going through each one. Ki hi haros haor v'spashtus nitzutzo. So it's not the same as the first pasuk, at least of the call. The first one is it's going out by directive. Second one is it's just spreading. The light is just spreading. With neizek kedei lichlo shneim omar rav v'husha laharos inyan sheino guf. That's his opening line. Laharos inyan sheino guf.
Because when you see it's manifest, By the Shemeshit's manifest afterwards.
Right.
By the Dibor, it's not met. The Dibor itself isn't manifest after it goes down.
He says, right, he says, that's Kolel, the Dibor, and the Nitzus Hashem, Hashem Moshi. The Hivdil B'nei Moshe Omar, V'chein Hashem Hashias HaLaretz. Kvom HaRoos HaOr, Ki HaRishon Hu HaRoos HaMitzvah, V'Hasheni HaRoos HaOr. So, I want to say that they both come L'Hofas Dovar She'eino Guf Klal. The first two, I guess the first three, the first one is the Yetzei Ki Hadavar Yotza Mipi HaMelech. Although that wasn't a directive, really. That's what we discussed
No.
last time. Which
Yeah, God was
pasuk does
cautious. I'm not calling you
he have?
Babaya. Was the
Was
Dover.
that the pasuk?
Yeah,
Yeah.
wasn't it T-Boy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where he's going with this. Or Ki Yetzei Dvar HaMalka. It's also not a tzivoy. Yeah, I'm not sure what he means by that. I'm sure he's making of this. Sounds like he's a little off the mark on this one.
Yeah, doesn't it just mean that not that once it went out, it's not like it's out. It's
But
not
I
like you can
guess it
see it out.
means, right. And he skips the Ki Mitzion Tetzeis Torah pasuk. But anyway, he's
Like the first
saying the first two sound more like, at least the first one he's saying sounds like some kind of statement of choice. The son is just hispashtus. But anyway, so let's go a little further. So that's the what? The Hofas Dover She'eino Guf Klal. That means some kind of manifestation of something that's not physical.
voice doesn't have a choice.
The voice doesn't have a choice. That's true. The voice doesn't have a choice. Hispashtus Hadover. Okay. So once again, just in terms of the linguistics of it. In terms of the linguistics of it, when you're talking about a physical being, a physical object, so Yitzia means, Yitzia is like you were saying, or like you were saying, I don't know exactly. Yitzia is describing the emptying out of a mokel, right? It leaves a place. Now, when something leaves the place, the effect of that is it's spreading out. When you go to the non-physical, you're not referring to the place that it's leaving anymore, you're only referring to the hispashtus. Right, the yitzia of the or is not. It's not the yitzia of the dibor. It wasn't in a place, and it didn't go to a new. It just means it's spread
True.
out.
The idea of the D-board is still
That's
in the
true,
king's head.
it's not disconnected from where it came from. In other words, it's still connected. The matter is where it came from. Okay,
Still meyuchas to
it's
where to the
miyuchas,
mako.
but it's
Because
not so
like
much. You said it, where it came from.
Asher Bo'el.
The Shemesh sent it. Hashemesh yotza al haaretz.
So you
That
know
just
why it means
means
that, but it's
what it
min
means
something.
from. Okay, that's good. I
Parche.
mean, it's a hispashtus that is related back to a specific source. Even though it's non-physical, it has that element of yitzia. That's right. Good. Okay. So now he says, now the next part is the hard part. So it sounds like the Rambam is doing a lot of double talk. Okay, and let's read it again, and then the Barber has some. The questions, basically, these are the questions that were bothering us. And he formulates them. So he says like this. Now he says, if you're going to take this idea of Yitzia, Lefi Zos, I'm just doing the Ibn T-Bones translation. Lefi Zos HaHasholah, he kol loshin Yitzia shebo lo yisale. So from this extension, from this borrowing, meaning the one that relates to his pashtos. What he calls the horoas, the inyan sheino guf. So from here we get to the idea. That's how you can describe the idea of yitzia to God. How? He says, I'll just read the English. Compare. No. Yeah. The word of God. No, I'm sorry. Where is it? In this figurative sense, we must take every expression of coming out when applied to the Almighty. For instance, behold, the Lord comes out of his place. Okay, let's get that pasuk. Yeshaya, and he says, "Hihine Hashem yotzei mimekomo lifkod avon hayoshev haaretz olav." Vigil Ode Al Harugeha. There's a lot more in that pasuk than just Yosef Mikomo, right? Now he's coming out to punish the Ovon Yoshev Haaretz. Okay. And they'll be and the land will be Vigil Haaretz, but it'll be driven out, it'll be barren now. Vigil Haaretz is Domeha. It'll have
Reveal.
a it'll reveal its velos ode al harugeha, right? It won't cover up the ones who were killed. Okay. So what does that mean? What does that mean to say Hashem is Yotza Mimakomo? So he says, for example, i.e., the word of God, which until now has been in secret, comes out and will be manifest. Okay. I don't know why he puts that in quotes. The whole thing. He says, meaning to say, something will come into being which had not existed before. For everything now emanating from God is ascribed to his word. So for some reason, the Rambam is going like this. He's saying, what does it mean, Yehi Hashem Yotzei Mimkomo? It means, Divrei HaNistar Ata Mimeno, the word that was hidden until now. And they say, and what does that mean? That means to say, something new will come into existence. Well, right, because new things come to existence that are from God's word, and where do you see that? And but then that's not enough. So he says, going out, God goes out means the word of God goes out, and what does that mean? That means something is being created, something that did not exist now is until now is becoming created, right? Come into being something which had not existed before. Now, why is that the word? Because everything that is created, we say, is attributed to the word of God. Now he says this is a simile. Now, why do we say that God speaks, creates with his word? So he said, well, that's a mashal taken from the conduct of kings who employ the word as the means of carrying their will into effect. Okay. God, however, requires no instrument wherewith to operate in order to perform anything. The effect is produced solely by his will alone. So we say word of God, we say the Dvar Hashem, but that's like a mashal to a king. He says things and they get done. But really, there's no Dvar Hashem that needs to create. It's just his will. He does not employ any kind of speech, as will be explained further on. The verb to come out is thus employed to designate the manifestation of a certain work of God. As we noticed in the interpretation of the phrase, hold on. Demus hafu'ulos habo'os, right. Me'es ha'malachim. Asher kelayim, but right. So now, so that's the Rambam. So it's complicated. He says, God come, Hinei Hashem yotzei mimakomo is his dibor. What the dibor really means is chadesh, that he's chadesh, mashin chadesh. And that is used, his, we use it as a mashal, him creating a dibur, because that's what a king does. But by him, there's nothing, there's no real dibur. So the Abba Rabin also like this.
2 steps.
Yeah, he says, Sheilasi bozeh shnei devarim. He says, I have two questions on this. First of all, if the Rambam's intention with the word yitzia is Davar, is what bottom line is, what is the Yetzirah? Right? Is it this new thing, something new that comes into existence? So why does he have to get to Dibor? Okay. So you must say, what can Rambam just cut to the chase? He says, Hinei Hashem yotzi mimakomo, Okay. Okay. Velosis Siba Lama Koro Hischad Shus. So now that he says, Lama Omar Yiru Devaro. Right, why does he say that? Putzrich Lafare, and now since he says Devaro, he has to explain
it's not real.
how that mean that really means Chadesh Masish Chadesh. Lase Siba Lama Koro Hischadesh Devaro. The Omar Ki Kol Hischadesh is contributed to his Devaro. V'yosu tov, v'yosu katzah, hayosh yomer, Yiskarish, Mashi Yiskarish. Below Yiskar Loshon Dibur. He could have just cut out the whole Loshon Dibur. Just said it means that he creates something new. Kevan Shuso. The whole what he's trying to get at is Hischad Shuso. Why did it first say Dibor, which means Hischad Shuso? Just say Hischad Shuso. That's one question. Second, why does he have to bring down that whole thing that it's like a king? It all seems to be extra. So he says, I said like this. The psukim shehevi yomar in bashemesh rehu dibura. So he's very interesting there. I mean, we'll see where he goes. So he says the Rambam is always trying to link back from the lashon that's used to describe God from the sources that have the abstraction. So the sources of the lashonos of abstraction that he mentioned before, the lashonos that apply to the non-physical, were two, in a sense. I'm not sure why it keeps getting clearer, but there were two. There was a dibur that comes from a king, right? First two, a dibur that comes from a king, and a hispashtus of or. Okay, so kasher bo lahashil ha'inyan lokelius barach kutzrach lishtameish me'achas mi'bechinos ha'ashola o'shnem. So the Rambam must you employ one of those figures of speech or both.
Otherwise, it's not a
Otherwise, not a
common.
bridge to this idea of attribute of using
It
it towards
shouldn't use
God,
that word if there's no
right?
commonality with the original use.
Exactly. Ulefi shelo yomar al Hashem yisborach kmo sheyomar al Hashemesh sheyesh bo tenua beemes. So you can't use the lashon that used by Shemesh, by God, because Shemesh is moving and that's causing his hispashkos. So that's not applicable to God. There's no motion by God. Below Amarnu al Hakel Yitzia, Lishe Yisroel Haaretz Nitzotz or Mimenu. You wouldn't be able to say about God there's a Yitzia when you see, so to speak, the light from him.
Can't do the nitzotzot thing.
Right. You can't say
It's
God came
crazy.
out on the earth. Like you say, the sun comes out there. Ulachain Lakach. So you want to say no. It's going, it must be, when we talk about Yitzia by God, it must be like the Yitzia of Dibur. So you want to say that the Rambam is basically combining the two Yitzias. There's the Yitzia of the Dibur, that we can say the Dibur left from the king, and therefore we can say the Dibur is Yotza me'Hashem. The Dibur of Hashem is Yotza. The Dibur is Yotza. But you want to say from the sun, the hispashtus, that there's some kind of haros, some kind of manifestation.
Could have his questions without D word.
Right. Ubavor ze omar yireh devaro hanistar kidei shiyiyeh or shiyivoer hine Hashem yotzei mimakomo acha shehevi yotzo dvar hamalko hadavar yotzei piyamelach. So after he has that idea of the yotzei of the Dibor, he has to explain it by Hashem. Ki Omar yireh lokcho me'Hashemesh, v'Omar devaro lokcho miyotzei dvar. How do you go? He wants to say the yireh, because in the expression he says, right, if you look at the Lashon Ram, he says, yireh divrei hanistar ata mimenu.
Basically, using these two inyanim as a combo.
That's right.
In other words, he's stripping, but he's saying it's like Dibor, not like Shemesh, the physical,
That's right.
but it's like Dibor. But it's
That's
not
right.
even really like Dibor because the Shemesh doesn't have any Dibor.
It's not like a, it's more like, and it's like the Shemesh in the fact that it's a Yireh. He wants to
Right.
try to put that together. Yireh, he wants to say, comes from, he almost Yireh that he took from Shemesh. And when he says Devaro, that he took from Devar HaMelech.
But really, you could strip both when it comes to God. Because you don't
Exactly.
have one by this one, and you don't have the other one by that one.
Ulefi she'ein Yitzchak, but in truth, there is no dibor, so it doesn't really work. It's not truly the way it's applied by the king and the queen. Lochein, it's tarich lomer klomer hischadish mashe hischadish. That's really what he's trying to do. That's the truth. That's really what is appropriate to say about Yitzia is the hischadish. But he's saying you'll. He says, "Ulefishi yikshe imkein hayos hashola Really, Yitzia is a reference to dibor. Aval oso a dibor beboris barach who has hadvarim. Wow.
And it's not a shabeshabinayam, is that it's not really a dibor, like it isn't by the sun, and it's not really physical,
Right.
like it isn't by the
He says, "Ukidei lahashos hahidomos ulahaskim kiyah hine Hashem yotzim imakomo maskim liyats liyotza dvar malka." So now to align it up with that type of an expression that something is leaving the king or the queen. Omar, he says, there is a demus bepulos that comes from kings, meaning. Kings, Malachim, Hakli, Asher, Yesh, Lahem, Lahavir, Ritzonayim, Hu Adibor. So, how does a king get his will done? Dibor. Vishem Yisbarach, Ein Tzarach Dibor. Vigamlo, Yechshar, Bo, Dibor. But God doesn't need Dibor, and it's not proper to attribute Dibor to him. He ain't lo Kli, Adibor, Hagashmi. He doesn't have a mouth. Ulchein, Adibor, Asher, Yos, Lo. What's the proper way to understand the term dibur by God? That's just the hischadshus hadvarim. Something. The yira mi divrei harav shelo yikare yitzia al hischadshus hadvarim hativiim ki im al hischadshus hadvarim hanisim. Okay, he wants to say, point to the Rambam, it implies yitzia is not talking about natural creation, but teva, but some kind of nace. But let's think it through over here. It's very interesting the way he puts it. I was just trying to say like this. It's a very interesting thing. He's saying when you're using the lashon yitzia by God, so it has to be in line with the yitzios that he just described in the eino guf. In the case of eino guf, in the eino guf, he has two expressions: dibor leaving the mouth of the king, or the Dvar HaMalka, the talk of, but it's basically talking about Dibor. Okay. That's one. That means to say that the, or Divrei Torah, right? That means to say you can attribute the leaving to the Dibor. The Dibor went out, right? That's a non-physical going out. Or you can say Hashemesh Yotza al Haaretz. That means to say that there is some kind of a people become a become there's a manifestation. You can also talk about the Shemesh coming out because there's some manifestation of its nitzotzos. Okay. Just purely in terms of effect. You're not really talking about a yitzia in the sense like the word. The word has a different idea of yitzia than the or. Have to think
The
about
ore
it
was
that way.
out there already. It's just blocked from view.
Right. So he says, when you're attributing it to God, he wants to say, you can't say, he really wants to say it's what you see, this new manifestation, like the light. But you can't talk about God like the Shemesh. You can't say about God that God came out, like we said about the Shemesh that he came out. So when we're talking about the manifestations of the Hischadshus, you can't attribute the word Yetzia to God because you see his manifestation, because that would be saying about God that he moved. That's what he's trying to get at. So he says, therefore, you have to say it's about the Dibor that went out. We could talk about the We could take the Dibur Pasuk of Ki of Hadavar Yotza Mipi HaMelech and Ki Yetzei Dvar HaMalka and say it's the Dibur that we're describing as leaving, as going out. And where do we see and what is its coming out? Basically, the manifestation of what was created. So when we say that God is Yotza Mimakomo, how do we use the word Yotza? It's like the Dvar Hashem is Yotza. Why? Because from the Dvar Hashem, it's like the or is it's like there's a manifestation of the effect, which relates back to Yitzia of the cause, which we'll call the Dvar. Because Davar and Dibor have the language of leaving. But we can't say fully like Ki Yetzei Dvar HaMalka, because nothing new was created by the Dvar HaMalka. It's just the word itself got around. And we can't say Hashemesh Yotzal Arts because that means it's true something new occurs. It's now light and it wasn't light before, but we can't attribute that motion to the source like we can attribute it to the sun. So we have to, that's why he says the Rambam has to say it's partly the Dibur. We're going to take both elements of the prior Pesukim and combine them when we're talking about Yotzah of God. The thing that we're calling moving will be the Dibur. But it's the idea of its motion is more its manifestation of the hischashus. So that's why he has to. That's what he wants to say. Something along those lines. It's pretty ingenious, and it's mufrach because it's true. The Ram is building up a vocabulary and is extending it from the physical to the non-physical and then to God. So there must be some idea in those non-physical examples that he gave. That he's applying to God. So that's why he's doing that. Okay. Now the Ram goes takes a second point. And he says it like this. V'kivon she'yitzia hush'ala lehofas. Since leaving, or he translated coming out, is used to describe something that is being created, right? The verb to come out is thus employed to designate the manifestation of a certain work of God, as we noticed in the interpretation of the phrase, "Behold, the Lord comes out of his place." In a similar manner, the term shuv, to return, has been figuratively employed to denote the discontinuance of a certain act according to the will of God. Okay. So you have Yitzia is the manifestation of a hischadshus hadavar by the dibor by the Dvar Hashem, and Shiva shuv is a histalkus osa peula behesem ritzon haloki. It is the removal of that action of that peula in accordance with the will of God. What does that mean? V'kach ne'emar. Eilecha el mikomi. I will go back to my place. What does that mean? That's Hashmoos he. It tells you the histalkus meitanu shel hashchina. Okay. It is a removal from us of the shchina, which always we need to investigate what we mean by that, which was amongst us. Hamovila, which causes hashgacha. It's a very interesting moment. So it's not directly a reference to the removal of the hashgacha. It's Eilecha v'ashuv el makomi, he says, is really talking about the Shechina. But that causes the removal, it's movil, the removal of the hashgacha. Like it says in the warning, Va'azav tim. I leave, v'histarti fonai mehem. Now you're just left to abandon to be eaten. Umitza'u rose rabos v'tzaros. In other words, it's a siluk hashgacha. Mishum she'im te'ader hashgacha. When the hashgacha is removed, yufkar. They're abandoned to chance. Okay. V'ye'osem matara lekol ma she'olo likro. And it become like a target, so to speak, to any type of chance. Okay.
He's not Shulchan Aruch, but not Mashgiach.
That's right.
So.
He says, for when man is deprived of divine protection, he is exposed to all dangers and becomes the butt of all fortuitous circumstances. Yeah,
Fortuitous.
fortuitous doesn't mean good, it just means chance. His fortune, people misuse that word, his fortune and misfortune then depend on chance. Alas, how terrible a threat. This is the idea contained in the words, Eilecha v'ashuva el mekom. Yeah. So, interesting. El mekomi. Interesting. I will leave. I will return, just like Hinei Hashem Yotzei mimekomo. Interesting. Makom, right? Is a tie to Yetzia. And that expresses an idea of Teula, Hischadshus. So too, Shiva is a sila for that. So the Barbanel first starts off with a basic question. He says, why didn't the Rambam have a new parak about Shiva? And why didn't he, or why didn't he start out this parak with two words? Yatza and Shiva. So that one he says, and how come he has no psukim by
You have it for Mayim Yatsova Shova devotion. If what is it? By Noah? Yona? Noah.
Yeah, he has Holoch by the water.
Oh, Haloch Vasho.
Does that have a show?
Yeah, but isn't there?
You mean, but why does they show? And he could have quoted the shows. He says, yeah, to the next part. Halitha Shabbat. He had it by the water. Where's that? In the next bus. In the next. Holoch v'chosa. Holoch v'chosa.
Let's
Amayim ha'yu holoch v'chosa. Do they have shav? So he says there's no pasuk by shav. That's why the Rambam doesn't have a separate parak on this.
Shuvu ha'mayim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question. I know.
Or it's a loaf for show.
I know. It's a good question. So let's see. He says, let's see what he says. Lama Havi Arav, of Shiva. Or join it together in the beginning of the parak and say Yitzia and Shiva. So he says, my answer is psukim Shiva oso. I guess he means for the non-physical. Do you have anything for the non-physical of Shiva? You have Yitzia, but non-physical. Like the pole.
Israel.
So you have the kol is yatzah. You don't have the kol is shav. So he says you don't have. He just didn't. There is no intermediary step of Shiva that will be borrowed directly from the psukim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can only use it as an inverse of yatzah. So the extension comes. It's a new kind of extension. It's interesting. Since shav is the opposite of yatzah. And you have the lashon of yatzah by the non-physical. From that itself is where you get the shav by the non-physical. So that's why the Rambam doesn't have a separate parak from it, because it doesn't exist as its own subject to go from the physical expression to a non-physical expression to God.
That the gzeira shava by Metzora,
Bo
for what?
what is
What
it? Bo
is it?
v'shav, right? Bo v'shav. Bo coin v'shav coin. Yeah. So that's what he says. That's why it doesn't have its own parak. Okay, fine. That's why he says when he introduces shav, he says it was all we already had sheela for yatzah, now we're going to get it to Shiva. Fine. Russell, I mean, okay. Now, the Omar Kafia Ratzon Liremez Lamashim Amarti Shalom Yomar Yitzia Kiim Amashis Chayesh Benes. Lechain Yomar Shiva Al Ha'olos Oso Ha'Poel Kafia Ratzon Lo Kafia Teva. That's an interesting deduction. He says, just like he says, he's saying Shaz comes from Yatzah. And you see by the Shiva, he says specifically, it's from his Ratzon. He says, it's histalkus osa pula behesem l'ratzon herlo. Again, what's going on here? So therefore, they'll tell us in 10 minutes that there was another... okay, so... repent. So, yeah. So he says, just like this Shiva, the Ram says, is Ritzoni. So therefore, you want to say the Yitzia is also not referring to just the natural order of things.
How about the other pasuk in Hosea? Elochav yashuvo elishi harishon.
Okay. But now he's troubled with the question of what does it mean? What is the Shuva referring to? The hashgacha or the shechin, or physical shechina? Okay, so he quotes Ephodi and Narboni. And he says like this, Ani achsho bozesh a Rav Yomar the Perek Chav He. Okay. Deremizas hamokom yiyuchad v'shchina. So he says, the Rambam says in Perek Chav He, whenever he uses the word, that whenever there's the loshon of mokom, that's a remez to shchina. Because the Or HaNivra HaMuchash, which is the Or HaNivra HaMuchash, because that's physical. So you can assign place to a physical object. But the Hashkocha doesn't have a physical character to say it resides in a place. So you don't use the term Hashkocha, you don't use the reference of Mokom with Hashkocha. As used in Parakafe, we could believe more on this, I guess. You use the reference of Mokom to the physical or Hanivra. So Mipnei Hayos, Hakdama Zos. So if you accept this Hakdama, so that's what the Rambam means here. Ashuva el Makomi is Me'achasher Ramaz Mokom Hine Yirmos Behechvach Roshchina. Since the Pasuk is referencing place, it must be talking about Shchina.
Well, Hashgacha can't be in place. Right. Hashgacha is a manifestation of a certain
thing. Right. So he says it means like this. There's a physical Hashgacha. There's a physical Hashra Shchina in the Mikdash. And it says that Shchina will Tala Misham V'Tashiv L'Makoma.
Right. And the Shchina, the presence of the Shchina is what causes Hashgacha. But he's being mashgiach over them over here, and then he moves to somewhere else. He's mashgiach, but they're not there, so it doesn't affect anything. That's crazy.
Right. He says, V'yida Shiva lo lios lo mokom or leo shetoshiv shama. Doesn't mean it's going to go back to a place, really. Ki im lohoros al histalkus. Very nice. This is true. He says, when it says, Elecha v'ashuv el makomi, it's just a mashal. But it means to say that the Shechina will be removed. You call it going back to its place, but it means to say it's a marshal for the physical Shechina that was present in the Mikdash being removed.
It's failing to be manifest from its source any longer.
That's right. L'ze amar Rav Inyan ha'alos ha'Shechina. That's why he says it means the moving of the Shechina. What's Lomar Shein Aleinu Shiva Hashkacha El Makom Echad Lemala. You can't say that the Hashkacha went up. Kingim Halos Hashchina. Asher Hayisa Besochenu Me Aleinu. What's Lomar Halos Me Aleinu Hashchina Asher Hayisa Besochenu. Okay, get it. That's right.
Just
correct. Vihine Viu Od El Ze Lama Lamasha Matsa Navi Yecheskel Ukevod Hashem Nala Me'al Hakurub. Does it mention?
Well, there's 10 things that Gemara that moved 10 times, right?
What's that?
It went from one groove to the right, one groove, then to the other groove, and then to the Arabayas.
Right.
Yeah, and Yechezkel. It's all these.
Right.
The process of.
The Rambam quoted into that. Sounds like you're saying the Lashon of Ha'alos is a reference to that idea in. So you see, when Chazal say they interpret that pasuk of Na'ale Me'al HaKruv as some physical, something physical moving from place to place. So there has to be the Gashmi, the Shechina, that's Nivra. Even though it sounds like it's talking about some kind of physical, I guess, I don't know, location of what it means to go back to its place. Omar Rav Akavonahu Halos me Agvol Masha Mimenu, Kimosha goes of Nala me Allah Kiruv. I'm not sure. Let me say that it's removed. The idea of returning is not physically going back to a specific place, but it's being removed from us. Now he says, Hine his Bormize Masha Hevi Rav the Faish Ashuva is talking about the Shechina. And we also explain why he doesn't talk about the Hashkocha or about Nevuah. Because those don't have any remes to makom. V'hinei omar asher nimshach achareha he'edah hashkacha banu. Yeah, it's beautiful the way he puts it. Says after that, that is asher nimshach achareha he'edah hashkacha. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, definitely saying it's the removal of the physical shechina, which it, after that, in its wake, so to speak, is the removal of the hashkacha.
What are we saying that this is like?
The Ora Nivra. Yeah. Right. Now listen to this. The Fisha Motza Rav HaPosuk She'omar Eilecha V'ashuv El Makomi Ad Asher Yi'ashmu Bikshu Ponai. Let's find the Pasuk. Get the rest of that Pasuk. I've got it right here. He says, I will return to my place. Right. Ad Asher Yi'ashmu Bikshu Ponai. They will be guilty, right? And they will seek out my face. Batzar lehem yishachru nini. Yeah, hold on. In their affliction, they will seek me earnestly. Okay, I will go out and return to my place. It's the end of hey. Until they acknowledge their offense, right? Either share yeshmo. And seek my face. Uvikshu ponai. But it says, Batar lohem, in their affliction, Yishach ru nini. They will seek me earnestly. Okay? So he says, since that's the end of the pasuk, so the Ram says, Masher omar uvikshu ponai batar lohem. They're going to search out my face, right? In their affliction. So Yoresh lo haya hayigud al hashkacha v'im lo haya kein hinei lo yichush Yisrael b'stalkus hashchina v'akavod.
Targum ele chashuva asalek shechinasi asuvlin dor kodshi yivishmaya.
Interesting.
I mean, it's open in
right.
Targum.
Right. So what's that? Yorush loha yahayyud al hashkafa. Right. Right.
Hashkafa is removed from Mela. That's like that. That's like the case at Gershwin's house this morning.
What's that?
With the DNR.
I do.
Right. They don't go into the room. Hashkafa to be manifest.
Right. And it was the Barbanel's bothered. Why does the Rambam? After he says two things, it's the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam definitively saying that the removal or the return is referring to something that has physical place, and therefore it's referring to the Shechina, the physical Shechina. And he says, but the physical Shechina, when the physical Shechina is left, leaves, he says, Nim shechachareha heder hashkocha. Afterwards, kind of leaves the hashkacha. Okay, and he says, and that is the prophet is foretelling misfortune. Okay, and he says, this is a totally different passage from Garm, and I will hide my face from them, and they will be devoured. So why is he bringing in this pasuk of Ponai? So the Abarbanel is saying, the same goes the rest of that pasuk in Hosea references Panai. It says, Ubikshu Panai. I'll remove the physical Shekhinah. Adashe Yeshmu. So he says, so he's trying to answer that what that Panai is in that pasuk. That's what he's trying to say. I don't have it though exactly. So he says like this. Pirshu, okay. Hine ash Omar asher nimshach acharei heder hashkacha ban. Pishamotzer Rav haposik sheomar eileh v'ashuva el makomi asher yeshmu v'kshu ponai. Vatzer. So it says, I'll leave, the Shekhinah will leave. They will admit their guilt and seek my face. Okay.
Of course, says Vayomar Panayelich Lani Kotilach, Vamar Shechinasi
V'im lo hayakein. Now, what does that mean? Oh, sorry. And since it says they'll seek my face in their troubles, that shows Shelo. Why? Because they're
Anayash.
right. The Yisrael. So why should they be afraid?
Right,
Right.
because who cares? Okay, as long as he's watching over us, who cares if he does it
Right.
from afar?
So therefore, the Rambam says, "Asher nimshach acharei." No, when the Shekhinah leaves, drawn after that is the removal of hashgacha. V'im kein kasher omar ubikshu fonai. Bikshu hashgachosi. They'll look for my hashgacha.
Then Mamela, they'll get what?
Ulefish nimshecho. So once they lose the Shekhinah, so nimshach after that is the kavod. The panai. Ulechein hevi arav pasuk v'histarti panai me'am. Lo levar halos hashchina. That's not explaining the Shekhinah, but it's rather to show you shepinei ponai hanizkar v'pasuk v'vikshu ponai is talking about hashkacha. Like it says v'histarti ponai me'am. That's hashkacha.
That's it.
And if you'll say sheshnei advarim hichriach me'oso pasuk, maybe you'll say both of those things are from that same pasuk, meaning what? First, it says, Eilech Ashuva El Mekomi is the Shekhinah. And then Panai is talking about they'll lose the Hashgacha. Oh, no, that's the other pasuk. The other pasuk. So first it says, V'chora api b'yomahu, v'azavtim.
Is the Shekhinah.
Right. V'istarti ponai me'am v'yalecho. Hinei b'mashar v'azavtim, that's the Shekhinah. Right.
Can you have more without the
oil? Well, good question. V'kina, v'istarti ponai me'am, that shows you, it's talking about the Hashgacha. Well, if you yachshav choshev shaponim anizkar b'psukim ha'ila einam heder hashgacha, that sounds like a good thing then. L'chein omar v'starti ponai me'am v'yalecho. No, adasher yashmu b'ikshu ponai batzalam means sheyavo'u lohem saros al tzad ha'onesh. L'ze omar rav. Right, and what it means like this: Ad asher yeshmu ubikshu ponai batzalem yishachruni. Meaning, saros will come as an onesh. Maybe you'll say that. Maybe it means no, that they will be under onesh. So that's why the Rambam says no. It means a histalkos. These things will come the mikra to behead their hashgacha. Don't think it also means. That don't think the pasuk is referring to some kind of a hashgacha of onesh. No, it's referring to a siluk hashgacha. So okay, Now they have some benefit. I mean, they can do for themselves. So therefore, he says, "Uma kasha zehayir." That's why the Rambam ends off. So this is a terrible proclamation. Why? Because nisha lemikra kasha ma'od who a love. Why? Lefisha yisrael yoso tomed ad hena mushkach lo hayashalim b'seichel hamasi li natzol me'am mikrim li shama me'am. But since up until this point they were under Hashgacha, they're basically not well equipped to deal with things on their own. That's why Mikra is bad.
So it says in the beginning of Shofar that they were not Malumadei Milcham.
Right.
They don't know how to do war.
V'kasher yishar v'lemikra yishayev alayim behechrok ros harbish yosem asher yikra umos. They'll be worse off than other nations. They that's the argument for the state of Israel these days. We can protect ourselves. Maybe you'll say it's not talking about the removal of the Hashgacha. That's what it's referring to. Okay. Anyway. Ramala Diber Beshiva. Oh, one second. All right, getting a little too deep here. Anyway, but the basic point is what? That you see from here, he's trying to explain why is he bringing the pun. I think he's making a good point. He's saying, that's reference to the Shechina. But what comes in that? What does that indicate or cause? A histalkus of Hashgacha. And when it says the Panai in that pasuk, in the end of that pasuk, that they're going to search Panai, that means to say, that doesn't mean that when it says in the first part Ashuva El Makomi, it's directly referring to a removal of Hashgacha, it's referring to the removal of Shechina, but that causes the removal of Hashgacha. And that Panai is, you see, Histarti Panai Mehem is talking about Hashgacha. Hashgacha is removed. And then if you'll say, so okay, so we're left on our own, that's not the worst thing in the world. And he says, no. Since they were up to this point under that care, for them it's a terrible yid with all the anti-Semitism and their inability to take care of themselves. Okay. Anyway, that is Al Kain Kina B'Devarav Eilecha V'Ashuva El Mekomi. He's trying to explain in the end why he has to say that again. Not clear. Why does he have to say that again? Eilecha kama kasha iom ze al kain kina b'devarav. He sounds like he's saying he doesn't want to say it in such a, since it's a terrible iom, it says it with a kinoi. Eilecha v'ashuv al makom. Okay, but anyway, the next parak he brings back this eilecha and. Because now he talks about the word halicha. He brings back this pasuk one more time. What's the elicha part of the yeshua? Okay. All right. So we'll try to pick up next.